Hey there. So thank you for pressing play because this is my first ever podcast. And I am breaking the rules just a little bit because one of the things that I was guided to do in the research and coaching that I've had is to always have a set way that you start out your podcast. And I'd been thinking about it and I couldn't really find out a good way. And yet, I really, really wanted to get started. And getting started is actually what I wanted to talk about because it's a really big thing. You can't go anywhere if you don't get started. My name is Kim Kardisha. My business name is Hidden Promise. And I'm in a bit of a transition now, kind of redefining how and what I do. I work with horses. I do a lot of rehab with them, especially off the track thoroughbreds. I'm a licensed professional counselor, so I have an equine facilitated self-growth practice. I like to call what I do inner journey horsemanship because it has so much to do with how we are on the inside, our mindset, our perspective, our goals, our intentions. And by adjusting how we are, fine-tuning our insides, it really can build trust and a strong bond with our horses. So anyway, back to this idea of getting started, because myself, sometimes I can really kind of freeze. I think they call it paralysis by analysis, you know, wanting to have everything just so, everything right, make sure I know what I'm doing before I start anything. And it can really create quite a logjam. And I know a lot of people that are very creative, very talented, very gifted, and they're going through something similar. So I wanted to encourage everybody and get started, helping everybody that might be jammed to get started too. As usual, the horses have kind of given me examples, insights. A lot of times, too, they saved me when I didn't even really know that I needed to be saved. But this example of getting started, for a long time that I owned horses, I didn't actually have my own trailer. I had had a little bit of experience trailering when I worked for a trainer, usually just back roads, short distances. And so finally, I bought my own horse trailer. And I had this plan. My plan was to drive it empty, get used to how it felt. I hadn't ever driven on the freeway. So I wanted to make sure, you know, that I could handle the merging, the exiting, getting on and off, all of that stuff that you need to do when you drive on the freeway. So I hadn't quite given myself all these lessons and done the tasks that I thought I was going to do. And my sister's horse went down and couldn't get up. It turned out he had EPM. But we didn't quite know that at the time. He had an instance like that before, and it was thought to be West Nile, and he couldn't get up, and he had some seizures, and it was just really, really rough. So he went down, and the goal was to get him to the hospital, to Michigan State University, obviously, as quickly as we could. So out the window went all of my plans to have practiced everything before I took my trailer on the freeway. When we were driving through the campus to get to the large animal hospital, you know, there were lots of curbs and tight turns. And fortunately, I didn't hit any of those curbs. And I did manage to get on and off the expressway, and I found out that it wasn't as bad or as hard as I thought. Now, granted, we did have the, you know, the emotional factor of having a very sick horse with us, but I still found out that I could do a lot more than I thought. It wasn't as bad, and I just needed to get started. So in the future on these podcasts, I want to share more about these types of lessons that the horses have shown me, as well as some actual interactions and things that I observe that I think would be very interesting to horse people. Sometimes non-horse people too, because so much of what we need to become a good leader for our horse, the principles are the same exact ones that we would use to lead our lives in the direction that we choose, to live by design rather than default. So thank you for listening to this very, very first podcast. I think I'll be sharing links on Facebook in the future. I still don't know all these ins and outs, but I'm going to give it a shot. To follow us on Facebook, just type in Hidden Promise. And if you would like to visit the website and sign up for our newsletter and keep in touch that way, it's confidencethroughconnection.com. And I just want to leave you with that thought and that encouragement to get started. You got this. You can do it. Take it step by step and get started. So hopefully I will talk with you soon again. Bye.